In Texas, we have a very high reliance on the supply chain and logistics. We're a very large state. We're a very vast state. So to get goods across the state, in and out of the state, is very important for us. But then when you look at specific to the pandemic, the vaccines, Pfizer, Moderna, Johnson & Johnson, they're not transporting these vaccines on a bus. They're putting them on planes because those vaccines need to get to the people as quickly as possible. And that is the main benefit, one of many great benefits of air cargo, is the ability to take high-value, time-sensitive items and get them to where they need to be quickly, efficiently, and safely. And that is a major role of general aviation. It's not just the large commercial service airports. It happens at general aviation airports all across the state.
And before the vaccines, I guess it was masks, other medical supplies?
I mean, testing, it's everything involved in it. You know, I'm sure there were a lot of people who contracted COVID who needed to be transported somewhere.
Right, right.
And especially with the large rural areas that we have in Texas, very often the only way to access healthcare, speaking specifically to the pandemic, would be through either a fixed-wing medical transport, air ambulance, or to be life-flighted.
So general aviation's contribution during the pandemic probably started the day that the pandemic started, sounds like.
Absolutely.